Holy Dokoli, we're back-a-ly. Here we go. Well, and Jackson, let me get that music for, what are these, Scam Busters, that's what we call this.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
You want me to say the categories?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do. So, first category.
First cavity.
Cavity.
Mamma mia, I wanna fill ya.
Your body cavity. Full cavity search. okay, so
the show's taking a turn.
The first category, of course, is Mr. Devin.
Perennial favorite.
Yes. Number two is a delightful category. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
The third category is you kill my money. You choke my money. That's what I meant to say. You choke my money.
Alrighty, I'm going five Mr. Dabbins.
Five Mr. Dabbins.
Seven fuck yous.
Oh,
three choke my monies.
Oh, wow, right. You're feeling pretty good tonight.
Damn it, yep.
Alright, I'm going with six Mr. Dabbins. I'm going with four fuck yous. And one, you choke my money. And Joe's girl might be chiming in any second. Now. Ah, here we go. She's got
this just in.
This just in.
Other districts reporting.
Joe's girl says four Mr. Dabbins, one fuck you. I think that was meant at you, Joe. And zero, you choke my money.
Choke my money. I'd like to do that with a bitch.
A beg your pardon?
No, I mean, like, she has to be into it. Yeah, choking with your money. Not the one, stupid. The 20s.
Shove a 20s down her gob while
she wants it. Take your dirty money. Take it.
But money is filthy. And exactly. I don't want money shoved in my
mouth
to choke
me. You're a good girl. Your house is a mess, but you're a good girl.
Well, thank you.
See, I want a filthy girl with a clean house.
You, I think.
I'm not.
You're a clean girl with a messy house. I want a filthy girl with a clean house.
I think that's what Mr. Felix thought he was getting.
Well, what are you going to do? You're a nice girl who doesn't like to clean.
There you go.
Like it though.
I want a dirty whore who's not allergic to a mop and some spick and span.
Okay. There you go.
All right. Scam Busters. We got Scam Busters. I'm fucking never in this shit.
Just Girl said.
You wrote and made me do it.
Just Girl said that you could do that with Jane. Scam Busters.
Yeah, she's a filthy whore.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, I like that.
Food for thought.
Yeah. I like that. I like a chick that wants to come on a picture of my head.
Whatever the hell that means.
If, you know what? If I was going to set up a dating profile, like if I was looking for somebody online, that would be one of my likes.
Why don't you with a Dixie cup? There you go.
No, I'm not going to say I'm a dad.
Her dad.
Funny. Touche.
Don't want to ruin it, funny. Joe.
Good.
I want somebody who'll pretend to be my daughter so I can impregnate her incestuously. Yeah, that is the write-up that every girl is clamoring for. Swipe right! Holy shit, swipe right!
Yeah, but there's places where you could do that.
I'm sure there are.
Why do you think girls go, come on, daddy, come on, daddy. Where do you think that comes from?
Hi, puppy.
You know what, you don't think that comes you're your daddy, you're going to take care of them.
All right.
I always found that to be creepy as fuck. When somebody's saying, you know, who's your daddy? Oh, my God, I wouldn't let my father do this.
Yes,
you know, crazy. Get off of me now.
I would say, funny you should ask.
Oh, God.
I just went on Ancestry.com, and I've been searching. I thought I was going to blow my load, but let's have this conversation.
Oh, my God.
I was going to splash my sauce, but a little.
I'm glad you're taking an interest. This will be more than a one-night stand.
You'll
I think
taking
we're
an interest, and then you'll be taking inches. Yeah. See how that works?
I like that. Well done. Very well done.
And then we'll be having some incest. At all? No, kind of guess.
In between swallows of yogurt. Contributing.
All of a sudden, I'm starving.
Fucking getting yogurt residue all over my computer and the microphone.
No, I'm not. I'm being greedy. It's your house.
I like how she stared down at her tits for
she's
that.
She's got a cup of chiz right there.
Stare down at our tits because that's where the yogurt usually lands, I guess.
That's where everything lands. Are you kidding me? I could be wearing a turtleneck and I would have food in my bra at the end of the evening. I don't know how it happens.
Well, you open up your turtleneck and let it in.
I just shovel food and snacks
this
for
is
later.
For later. Exactly, for later. Yeah,
there's a little cup in between the boobs.
It could be an hour
naturally.
In between meals. I don't know when I'm going to eat again.
Snacks.
I might go on an excursion. I better be prepared.
God, I hope there's popcorn left in there. That's
the thing about popcorn. Popcorn goes wherever the fuck it wants.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Yeah,
you know what? every time I go to the movies, after the movie, I have to go into the ladies' room and pull the bottom strap of my bra that goes under your around your rib cage out so that the popcorn can fall
Great
out.
Great Orville Tittenbacher, I guess that's...
Oh, my
Orville
God.
Tittenbacher.
Look at that.
Oh, my God. Orville Tittenbacher.
You could have gone that. You could have gone Jiffy Tits.
I threw the line. I was waiting for you to go, how long did you work on that for?
Nah, I don't think that was something you could work on. That was spontaneous. That wasn't something you were thinking about one day in the car.
Yeah, no.
Orville Tittenbacher. That one. An old man with a huge set of Hooters. Pointing his stupid popcorn with his stupid son.
Orville
Tittenbacher. So that really happens?
Oh, yeah, it does. Absolutely happens.
Well, you just ruined popcorn. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. In between the boobs? The I thought that would, like,
enhance. No, you fucking unfurling your tits and the filthy fushstunk in a ladies' room post-show, because now it's not butter, it's tit sweat on the popcorn. It's fucking nasty.
It's popcorn on the ladies' room floor. You're not eating it anyway.
No, but it's like it's unsticking itself from, like, underneath
the
your
tits. The ladies'
tit.
Room shouldn't look like the floor at the circus. That's the thing.
But it
sure
does.
Like the bathroom in that fucking store you had for us.
Yeah, right.
But it does.
Fucking women are animals.
Yeah. This is they are. I've heard some ladies' rooms from, you know, people tell me, like, ladies' rooms could be disgusting.
Shocking. A place where you shit is disgusting?
Oh, no. No, it's beyond the pale, man. It's like the...
What's wrong with you?
It's the inner... I know, but it's the inner animal comes out and beastly things happen in there. You walk into
a... That's who I want to fuck.
Yeah. No, you
the inner
don't.
I want to fuck the inner animal out of you.
No. You walk into a ladies' room and you swing the door to one booth, go, ah! And then you swing the door to the next one. Oh, my God! Swing the door to the left. I mean,
get out of there, Caitlyn Jenner!
But you figure you women are clean.
No, you
figure... Why would you figure that?
Because women are usually tidy.
No, I don't know what happens to them in public restrooms, but they lose
their shit where they want because they don't have to clean it.
Yeah. It's like they're like monkeys flinging their poo in there. I don't know what goes on, but it's like oh my God, it looks like there's an abortion in that bowl. I mean, you just keep
walking. In certain neighborhoods,
it's just like so clogged with so much toilet paper that's never getting flushed again. You just keep
people
walking.
For that.
Oh, not apparently not in some.
Well, it's the middle of the movie. All right, here we go. Let's get this going. Mr. Davin!
Oh, there's one.
Off the board.
These two U.S. soldiers are chicken hiding behind their mail address.
No.
Being online every day. Who knows what they are doing? Maybe they try to scam
me.
Or they want to steal my research. Yes, that's what they're fucking doing.
Yeah.
How does she make that YouTube
steal
video?
A coloring book.
See the conversations these two men use?
Me!
Even Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton. They are animals, like women in a ladies' room. This is a conversation from July 6, 2013, between Ann Jackson and Parker Green. You are all fucking animals. Well, no women are around.
Oh, God, this poor sheep.
Yes. I am looking for jobs. I want to pay for my debts. Green Parker goes, who asked you to work for UN? You are very far from USA. And goes, what do you want? I have no money. Authorities lie to me. No more interest anymore. I will not bust scammers anymore. Parker goes, who? And goes, assholes.
She's not going to bust assholes anymore either?
I'll do that job. Do not contact me anymore. Parker goes, me? Me? And goes, not you. So apparently he can still contact her.
Oh, great.
And goes, I am looking for jobs seriously, so I will not send info or bust scammers. Parker goes, I will understand you.
No, you won't.
No, he said, I understand you.
Oh, okay.
Your funds will be transferred soon. James is really looking fees. Did you contact James? And goes, I already sent the all info to all of you.
Oh.
That is the last one. Sorry. I will work on my job. No need to contact
me.
I want to work for a living. I cannot survive, assholes. Really. And goes, Parker goes, me? And goes, I will not contact any of you anymore. Please, I need my own life. I will withdraw all of the videos. That is not my job. Parker goes, I need to send James fees back. I will inform him. Please do not insult Dr. Melvin. He's tender. Parker goes, oh, okay. Dr. Melvin is taken from the whole case. And goes, there's nothing to do with me. He has promised to handle your case on his own, says Parker Green.
Got a freelance.
Sure. And goes, I do not work for UN or any authorities. This is not my matter. Parker goes, he said something serious at press conference.
Who did?
Parker.
Oh.
It was a press conference?
Apparently it's a beachfront property he was commenting on. Parker goes, no problem. He's not asking you to work for UN. Ann goes, no need to talk to me about this. Parker goes, he only promised to handle the case. Ann goes, handle what? Handle this. No.
Just thinking.
Ann goes, I do not want to get involved and get killed. No more interest. Parker goes, the terrorists and scammers. Ann goes, I am not so that smart. And never was a sentence better.
I'm not so that smart.
I'm not so that smart.
Now, why can't you be that honest?
And I'd probably phrase it the same way.
As well, you would. It'd probably be in the middle of a blog. Ann goes, that is not my matter. Parker goes, and your funds will be transferred, yes? Ann goes, I'll withdraw everything soon for self-protection. Parker goes, he also asks you to pull out from the search, yes? Ann goes, USA and UK are smart. Yes, they are. Parker goes, the Japan agents will protect that area. Ann goes, we Asian people are idiot. And she spelled Asian wrong and did not capitalize.
Oh, my God.
So, to be correct, we Asian.
We Asian are idiot. That's terrible.
It most certainly is. Using me, assholes. This is really Western people. This is why terrorists want to attack, assholes. Dirty. Fuck off my life. Parker goes, who use you? You are the one that did the search. Nobody use you. And goes, all wicked people, assholes. Parker goes, me? And goes, I will block all of you out. Shame on the authorities. Shame, shame. They are idiot and do no hing, but use common people.
They do no hing.
No hing.
That's probably your friend that lives next door.
No hing.
Oddly enough, he has three hings. This is a conversation between Miller and Ann. Miller stings her, you know, gets her attention. Ann goes, yes. Miller goes, you are right. New York. They want to attack New York, but it is secured. We have all network satellite. FBI is on watch. Ann goes, I am right. Miller goes, yes, very right. Oh, two fucking idiots talking about security issues.
I know.
Ann goes, that group is using entertainment. Miller goes, yes. How did you know? Says actually her real name. How do you know, Ann? Ann goes, the hunters cannot see it. It is easy to understand it. Miller goes, you want to come to U.S.? Ann goes, no. And Miller goes, and work for U.N.? Ann goes, sorry, no interest. No. I also found the group in Australia. Maybe big one. John R. Allen's fake profile is also terrorist. Miller goes, please say yes. You can work for Asia under UN, okay? Ann goes, why? No interest. Miller goes, you sent it, right? Ann goes, what is it? Miller goes, we need all info, okay? Did you raise the money? I got the rest. Ann, look at the fucking sales pitch.
Yeah.
Ann goes, no, I want to have my life. Miller goes, okay, I do not want to work for anyone, says Ann. So fuck off my life. Is that one of the characters?
No,
we should have picked it. We would have got two.
I know.
Ann goes, and tell Dr. Melvin. Aunt Miller goes, thanks, bye. Ann goes, I will not send any info. Bye. Miller goes, save lives, please. Ann goes, that is authority's job. Do not ever contact
me.
I will not work for anyone. Miller goes, are you angry with me?
What is with him tonight? Me? You mean me?
Parker was doing the me too.
I know. What the hell? What insecure
little
babies.
A little sensitive tonight, yeah.
Snowflakes.
Yeah.
Brown snowflakes.
Mm.
Means they've been shit on.
Green snowflakes too.
Green?
Parker green.
Miller goes, I try to save your friends and all I get is insult. Then fucking stop, stupid. Miller continues, I need to shot myself for you to know I really care about you. That'll show him.
Yeah, really. Thanks.
Thanks
for shooting yourself.
Cup of jizz?
No.
That shows you love him too. And goes, I want to have my own life. I do not want to work for a UN. Sorry, you and Green can work for them. Mr. Davin.
Oh, two.
Dose.
I sent it to UK, too. David Copper, Jennifer Green, and Brown Cotton. Mr. Davin.
Three.
Trace.
They are mafias. They said your funds will be transferred, but they asked money. This is advanced fee fraud. And this is from September 29, 2014. Subject, you are real scammers. Fucking James H. Miller, Parker Green, Melvin Santos.
Roll call.
Melvin Santos, Brown Cotton, and Mafia Eric Bohr. I did find the truth that you were really wicked. I do regret to have known you. You destroy my whole life and career. People judge it as a scam. I do prove the truth. Just think about this. Is it criminal when you ask someone who cannot pay for it and you ask the victim to steal money? You are a real thief because Brown Cotton cheated on my money and my company money. It is crime. You never feel shame and you are fucking assholes. She likes anal.
Yeah, I think she is.
Is it criminal? Is it criminal when you threaten me to pay for the fees even I had no money to buy food? I have no money to see a doctor after getting lots of insults and violence. Is it a criminal when you cheated on me to borrow money from credit card with my high interest? You are a real scammer. So is Brown Cotton. Parker Green, too. Jennifer is a fucking liar. You are real scammers. This is Mr. Davin's comment.
Mr. Davin.
A sneaky Mr. Davin.
Yeah.
In fact, he is right. Yes, I am.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, I am.
A moment of clarity.
You are scammers. His judgment is wrong. And it's done. You are fucking Americans. Rotten soldiers, FBI man, and Interpol. Shame on you. So I'm right that they're scammers, but she thinks they're Americans.
They're Americans.
This is what... So then I write to her. I go, this is what I've been telling you. They are telling you Cotton is a scammer pretending to be in the FBI. Abdul Nassam is the real name of at least one of your scammers. You sent him money directly in Malaysia. He used his real name to pick up the funds you sent him. Looks like you are finally dealing with the real authorities. Do not CC the scammers on these emails.
Stupid.
And how awful that you have to say it.
But she's done it.
Yeah, I know.
From the documentation you sent me, you never sent any money to America. Ghana, Malaysia, which are hotbeds for scamming. As I told you time and again, they are not Americans, as they do not talk right like Americans. The FBI told you as much. Your former boss told you as much. Scammer mind games, nothing more. They were trying to isolate you, which is a typical scammer tactic. The emotional and financial effects from a scam are often devastating. And then she writes, you're all chickens because you cheat on the victim's money, and this is why you are hiding. Shame, shame, shame. You're not human beings. Bin Laden killed many people, but at least he did charity work before.
What?
Well, the virtues of Bin Laden.
Oh, my God.
You got to look at the bright side, kids. A little silver lining.
He did a benefit somewhere at the club.
Did a gig.
Yeah.
He ran in a marathon for charity.
He helped the poor people. He made mistakes.
Did you see Bin Laden doing anything? Okay, for vest, fill dynamite. 3, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. 3, 5, 1, 2, 3. Ah, Abdul, you have the number. Very good. Enjoy. No returns.
One time usage, no returns.
Oh, my God.
He helped work.
Sorry.
He made mistakes doing terror activities. Anybody could fuck up.
Oh, oops.
He fucking
order a couple planes to go through some buildings.
Yeah.
You know what?
We all have errors of judgment.
I could have done that on a bad day.
Yeah, we all have errors in judgment.
Moments.
Yeah, sure. You didn't back up your shit. Bin Laden sent planes into fucking the World Trade Center. Same shit. Mm.
Same shit. Different day.
Absolutely.
Actually, the same intent. Well, I was going to blow up my computer. I blew up buildings.
Too soon.
We all make mistakes. What if U.S. tried to negotiate with him? You can't negotiate with terrorists.
No.
Maybe the attack of World Trade Center in New York would never happen. Who knows? I got a pretty good idea.
I think I already know.
Yeah, we know that. Keep on hiding, because many victims know you are fucking scammers. Just imagine that they're not scammers, they're Americans, but they're literally fucking scammers. All this money's for, like, protection.
Right.
So condoms, birth control.
All that stuff.
Take that, scammer. Take that. You know you love it.
Me, I go, you help the scammers when I specifically give you information, and you send it to them.
Because she's an idiot.
I point out their mistakes to you, and you forward that to them. It makes them better scammers and more likely to fool victims in the future.
Yeah. It's like,
that's called disclosure.
It's like, thanks for helping them out.
Stupid. Subject. This is what I added to my IC3 complaint. Mr. Davin!
Ooh, four.
That's five.
Five.
This is what I sent to IC3 too. I contact Mess Media. Mr. Davin.
Ooh, six.
Is a real witness for my scam case. This is his mail. Hi, Ann. My name. And then she's fucking sending him my fucking letter. Why am I involved in this shit? I gotta be on the FBI's radar.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you, stupid. My name is Davin Rosenblatt. I host the radio show Davin's Den. Look at me bragging. We cover a lot of scammers and anti-scamming content. We have become aware of you. This is my how do you do to Ann. We become aware of you and know that what was once a sparkling reputation has now come under attack. See, I can kiss an Asian's ass too to negotiate.
Okay, very good, very good, very good. Wonderful,
powdering ass.
Look at me powdering an Asian's ass. Me and the president got a lot in common.
That's wonderful.
Would you be interested in us conducting an interview with you? Here's my website. I give her the website. Here's my mail address. So she sends this to them like they give a shit.
Yeah, they're like, oh, great.
Thank you, stupid. Mr. Davin.
Ooh, seven.
They cannot. I send mails to Interpol, FBI, and UN. Please read my blog. I sent my channel blog to them. The authorities read my blog and read it. And then she gives them a
they
blog.
They read it and read it.
And read it. They read it on Reddit. Her blog and her YouTube account. The war will start soon. Even Pentagon found the truth. And they try to defeat going extremely Islamist. And,
what?
And try to defeat going extremely Islamist.
Because the Pentagon was bound and determined to go extremely Islamist.
Sure. Under fucking Obama, absolutely. I had my suspicions. This war will never end. I do hope there is a better way to solve the issues. I do hope there is no war on Earth. I will not send mails and do research because I need to work. Yeah. So that's that. Thoughts? She was really trying to get out, and they were pulling her in.
I am just very amused that she actually thought that she had a chance getting a job with the UN, and she was turning it down.
Well, they wanted her to get a job under the tutelage of Dr. Melvin Santos.
Right.
You know.
Oh, my God. So she could be like their baby scammer, and she's so clueless.
The Russians have a term called a useful idiot.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Anne, but that's what they were going to use her for.
You know, and once again, she has that moment of clarity with the scammers. And then
and I was wrong, as I'm wont to be.
Yeah. And then she doesn't get it again. Then she mentions Davin to the scammers.
and to the FBI.
Yes, and she gives all my valuable tips to the fucking scammers.
Yeah. I'm surprised Comey hasn't called.
He's got free time now. Yeah. At this point, he was gainfully employed. But now he probably has time to chit-chat.
Yeah.
He's sitting there holding the phone and looking at it. He's just trying to decide whether to call him or not.
I don't feel like getting involved in their horse shit. Next thing you know, Mueller wants to talk to me. Trump's fucking tweeting about me. I don't got time for that nonsense. It seems like a fucking lover's quarrel. You know what I really think this meeting with North Korea was? I think this was the warm-up to the summit with Rosie O'Donnell. I really think...
No, that'll never happen.
I really think I think Donald was trying out his moves on Kim and goes, all right, Kim bought this shit. Yeah. Let me try it on Rosie O'Donnell, where the stakes are much higher.
I don't think so.
No, you don't think so?
No.
I think so. Could talk to Rosie about some beachfront property?
Never happened.
I think so. So what are our totals?
All right, well, we had an astonishing seven, Mr. Davins,
in
that short period. Short period of time, and some sneaky ones where it was Mr. Davin stuck in the sentence without being the salutation. So I was like, huh, look
sneaky,
at that.
Sneaky Mr. Davins.
Yes. We had no fuck yous. We had a lot of fucking, but no fuck yous.
Not even a fuck off my life.
No.
And you choked my money. It was a long shot. No, you choked my monies. So no winners here. The only thing was Joe's girl guessed that there would be no you choke my monies.
Yay.
So she's the closest.
Yay.
What does that do for you exactly, that she wins this game?
He has a horse
supporting,
in this race.
I'm supporting Joe's girl.
Don't call her that, you fucking animal. What's wrong with you?
Supporting
That's
Joe's girl.
Insulting. She's hanging out in the chair. How dare you? She's not justified.
That's
his girlfriend.
She's a fine filly.
Yes.
You're not helping. See, you can say Joe's hung like a horse, but you can't compare his girlfriend to a horse.
No,
do you understand?
No.
Can I call her a beautiful unicorn?
No.
She's not gay either. What is wrong with you?
You don't have to be gay to be a unicorn.
It helps.
What if it was a flying unicorn?
A flying unicorn.
Can't get much gayer than that. unless you're actually taking the unicorn's horn in your ass
no,
and it's flying
no.
over a rainbow.
That unicorn is pretty horny.
That's a friend.
There you go.
Thank you, Pip.
I just saw unicorn cereal in Walgreens the other day. I was like, really? I think it's like unicorn Cheerios or something.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing.
It's a thing.
Crazy.
All right. So, Tao of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who could guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
Portobello, Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. There will be an announcement of a show coming up soon, I am sure.
Looking in the fall.
Okay, experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them at 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or give their website a look at. Website, PortobelloNJ.com. That is PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Was that your Ann Jackson writing impression? What was that?
I don't know.
Give their website a look at. I'm sorry. I started giggling. I'm like... What's going on with you?
I got in front of myself and I was trying to...
That's what I look like from behind. Fought that one to the end, didn't you? Wrestled it down. All right, Pip, what you got?
Well, I want you to listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com.
HudsonRiverRadio.com. Where they are unicorns are not gay.
They're just really horny. And
I'm tired.
Are we boring you, Joe?
No, I'm tired.
Are you bored
long day.
With my promo for
no.
Mr. Helix's show? 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. Mr. Helix has a show on HudsonRiverRadio.com. Listen to it, damn it!
Gotta wake you up. I can't falter for that.
Yeah. Sorry.
So you're doing the gig with me? That's it?
Yep.
All right. So Joe, on Saturday, June 16th, Joe and I will be in Union, New Jersey at Rockin' Joe's. Haha, they named it after you.
Huddle.
Huddle, huddle, huddle. Well, tune in next week to see if Joe rocked or not. For tickets, go to www.jerseynightlive.com. Jerseynightlive.com. Joe and I at Rockin' Joe's in Union, New Jersey. Well, that was a fun show. Congratulations
yes.
to Pip Helix.
On her winnings, yes.
Yeah, I think that's her first ever win.
It was.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Jesus
no,
did anything.
No, no. But he really didn't.
Good for Pip. We're happy for you. It's been a shitty couple of weeks for you. And
yes.
You can. I'm sure it's all better now that you have this victory.
Yes. Okay. Now that the children have suffered, everything's golden for me.
I can see that.
All right.
Hey, good news, everybody. There's an outside shot. This show gets loaded tonight.
What?
Because Pip can't leave until it is.
Oh, no. I live here now.
Yes, well, or we're having more tech issues. We'll let you know. But the other shows are up. Everything is up to date now.
It's unbelievable.
Shit's been fixed.
And I hear we might be getting some new back office staff.
No, everything's fine.
All
yeah,
right,
everything's
good.
Everything's fine.
Somebody wrote the message, you got a wake-up call. Yep.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
All right.
Yeah. Everything's fine.
Just because I almost had a nervous breakdown trying to deal with a slightly different screen on Dropbox doesn't mean that we've all lost our shit.
Yeah. She goes, stop yelling at me. I'm like, I'm not yelling at you. You're not.
Stop.
You're being mean.
Yeah, I was starting to crack under the pressure. I was like,
seriously, stop yelling at me. You've heard me yell.
Yeah.
I wasn't yelling.
No, you weren't yelling, but you were being like, well, why not this? Well, why not that? And I'm like, I can't. I'm going to crack. I had a long day, and I was looking at the screen. I'm like, I don't know what this means.
Don't know what this means. I don't know my password.
I started to lose it. I did.
Never get a job at Mission Control.
No, oh my God, no. Air traffic controller, not for me.
Oh my God.
No.
I don't want to launch now.
I don't want to look. They're going to crash.
I'm tired. I don't know my password for the launch code. You're going to have to stay.
Thank you for fucking us into Armageddon.
Now we got to ride with the Klingon. See what you did there? All right. Well, don't let Pip near your electronics.
That's right.
Definitely
Tip
not.
For the day.
I will hurt them.
Don't be a mechanic in Joe's radius.
Yeah, no.
And if you're going to abuse your kids, be entertaining. Okay.
Come up with something different.
That's all I'm asking for. So if you like us, tell a friend. You hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.